This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Asked how she could sleep amid troubled times, an old Christian said, "God is always watching, so there's no point in two of us staying awake." Habakkuk didn't understand God's dealings with Israel and the surrounding nations. He was perplexed and frustrated, agonizing through sleepless nights. Finally, after prolonged waiting on God, he got the answer. Live by faith in the Faithful One. Though darkness and doom continued, he by faith rested in the knowledge that God is in his holy temple and knows what is best for his own. Accepting the fact that judgment was coming, he in prayer affirmed that God had done great things in the past. Then he pled, "In wrath, remember mercy." When he felt like everything was falling apart around him, he put the truth of his faith so poignantly in the closing verses of his prophecy, beginning in chapter 3, verse 16. "I heard, and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones, and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud and there is no grape on the vine, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength. Yes, it's true, the just shall live by faith."